right, guys, welcome back to Boy Band and Chill, the Larger Than Life podcast. And of course, we have guests on this very limited series from the entertainment industry. Of course, we're talking about all things COVID-19, reopening, and we want to have guests who love boy bands. And I think we have one today. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Renee Forrest from Darien Lake.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to get to chat with you guys and your fans. And yes, I am a huge fan of boy bands.
Well, thank you for agreeing to do this. We've been chatting, I feel like, forever on Facebook, and I'm glad we finally get to connect and, you know, talk and actually have a conversation and about something that we're passionate about.
Me too.
So before we get going to the business of everything, how are you? How have you been keeping busy? How's your state of mind? Tell me what's going on.
So I look at it as a huge blessing, just because, like, I've gotten able to spend time with my family and been able to get to spend time with some of my close friends that are family and my dog. And getting to just really recenter and reconnect with myself and really what matters. I think that overall, like, everyone just gets so busy with everything that they're doing and everything that's going on in life, and just our world goes so quickly that this has allowed everyone to kind of sit back, take a breath, and be creative, take moments to be creative, take moments to get to enjoy the simple things in life. So I just, honestly, it's been like a nice break and vacation for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's been obviously a lot of bad going on. You know, it's been a horrible, you know, season, I would say, for a lot of people. But, you know, you got to look at the bright side. You got to look at those little glimpse of hope. And I think what you said is actually the exact way to look at it.
Absolutely.
And yes, I agree, because on my end, you know, I've gotten to spend so much time with my daughter lately that, you know, she starts school very shortly. So I'm very glad that we've gotten to spend so much time together.
Yeah, she is adorable, by the way.
Oh, thank you. All right. So, well, if you're like me, you obviously are thankful for, you know, all the blessings in your life, but I am a workaholic. I don't know about you, but I actually really enjoy work. So is there something that you've missed about, you know, not being able to go to work, being at work, you know, whether it be people or activities? How are you doing with that?
I am a very social person, so that's been the hardest part for me, is not being able to be interacting with a huge group of people and being able to feed off of that energy and being able to make those connections with our guests and with people like audience members, not being able to see their reaction and how excited they are. So I tend to feed off of that. So that, I think, has to be the most difficult thing for me. I think that's why I've been throwing myself into, like, books and, you know, podcasts, also taking some time to, like, writing and meditating, just because, again, not getting that energy is difficult. But I definitely would say that's, I miss the people. That's the biggest thing that I miss.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I could see it, and I hear that in your voice, you know, the energy and the connection. So, you know, you guys, you told me you just went back to work basically yesterday. So by the time people hear this, you would have been working about a week. What kind of changes, what new things, what's happening? You know, first tell us again, you work at Darien Lake. You're the entertainment manager. I have it.
Yes.
Tell me sort of, how do you see, you know, that kind of going forward? What precautions have you guys are taken for all the patrons? You know, what was your first day back like?
The first day back, it was what anyone can typically expect these days. I think that right now this is the new normal. So you obviously have to wear a mask, you check in before you're even allowed on property. to be screened with temperature and then asking, you know, your basic questions about have you traveled, or, you know, you feel, are you experiencing any symptoms? And then, you know, you get to go on with your day, but obviously like the teams are limited as far as how many people are on property, trying to get things ready. And, we still have to social distance and respect that. So that's kind of been, an awkward thing, like standing across from somebody 6 feet and having a conversation where you kind of have to be a little louder and always have your mask with you. But I think that's the biggest change that, I mean, nationwide, the industry is going to see. They're going to see how venues and how parks and theaters are going to do the social distancing. So you're going to have social distancing, but you're also going to have protection, personal protective stuff to wear as well. So for example, I know that all the parks across the country, regardless of what company they're affiliated with, they are requiring guests to make reservations before they even come to the parks. So make reservations, and then when you get a reservation and you come to the park, you're going to be screened, and you're going to ask those questions. You're going to get a temperature check. You're going to have to wear a mask, as well as the employees, just so, again, we don't get a resurgence of this, but still allowing families to have somewhat of a summer and being able to enjoy time together away and forget about all of the craziness that's been going on the last few months.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what do you think, you know, people's patrons, customers, you know, your everyday park lover, you know, what do you think their demand is going to be to want to go to a theme park? Do you think there's a lot of pent up demand, or do you think people are a little bit shy right now to go into, you know, a theme park?
I think right now it's a 50-50, but there's been a lot of research done. People want to come and people want to get out of their houses and enjoy some sort of entertainment. So what they're voicing is, as long as a property, a venue, an experience is providing, adequate social distancing, is showing that, you know, you're constantly sanitizing, you're constantly cleaning, you're trying to make sure that your employees are safe and your guests are safe. If that perception is being shown, then the true fans, they are ready to come. And even if they have to wear a mask, they still want to, you know, go see a show. They still want to go ride a roller coaster. So they see that we care about them and that we want them to be safe. And, you know, it just makes it even better. It's like, you know what, we've all been this together. We're excited to be here. And this is just a weird operation. And you know what, everyone's doing it together and it's a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And you guys have a beautiful, beautiful property up in the Buffalo area. You know, I'm going to have to come visit you whenever I can.
Yeah, you really are. That is, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. So obviously we've been talking about you working with Darien Lake and all that good stuff, but tell us a little bit about how you got started in this crazy business, because a lot of people don't even know that this is a thing, that there are people who sort of run the park, not only, you know, operations and rides, but, you know, entertainment and many other aspects that go on into the daily running of a theme park.
Yeah. So I actually have a bachelor's degree in music. I'm a singer, vocal performance, actually. And I am under the impression that, or the belief that, I think that theme parks and entertainment and just entertainment in general, it chooses you. You don't choose it, kind of thing. It's one of those things that the stars align and it's just a happy, great fit. So honestly, I woke up one day and was like, you know what? I think it'd be fun to go work at this theme park that I started in Missouri. Go start working there. And my parents are like, are you sure? Yeah, why not? And so I went, got an interview right there on the spot, and they were like, well, can you come back in a few weeks for a second interview? And I was like, well, actually, I'm on spring break right now, and I can't, so what do you have for me now? And they actually put me right to the character department to be like a little image character for kids, and then the rest is history. Like, I just kept going back every year, and just eventually worked my way up through leadership roles, and I knew that the entertainment portion is the thing that I've always been passionate about. I love being a part of shows and creating that magic that entertainers do and show people. So that's just, you know, I kind of just kept looking for open positions and applied, and there you go. And I've been here, this is my goodness, 15th season in theme parks.
Wow, I love that. That's great. I love that. You can tell you're the real deal. You're the lifer. You started out doing the costume characters, all that kind of fun stuff. And now, wow, 15 seasons. That's great.
I know, if you would have asked me, you know, growing up, or even like when I graduated college, like, what do you see yourself doing in 10 years? I would have never thought, like, oh, I'm still working at the theme park.
That's awesome. That's great. So right now, at what stage of opening are you guys at Darien Lake?
So we're going to open the campgrounds, and because we have a campground and we have an amusement park. So the campgrounds we're going to open. We still have not gotten word on the amusement park side yet. We're hoping. We still have a lot of positive hope and feedback from our local communities, and we're hoping for the best, but for sure, like, we'll open the campground, and then hopefully in a few weeks we'll get to start prepping the park for opening.
Now, you did mention you're a huge boy band fan.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I think some of our conversations have been about that. But I want to know, you know, you tell me, what was like your first boy band concert? Who's your favorite boy band member? You know, tell me the details.
Okay, these are super easy. So my first boy band concert was NSYNC, which is, by the way, my favorite boy band of all time. love them. I always say, if they ever did a reunion tour or got back together, I would call in every favor that I had to be able to meet them and be a part of that show. I was one of those like crazy fangirls that, you know, like made the posters and like cut all of the pictures out of like those, were they like teen beats or like Bob magazine, something like that. So my friends and I, we would always have a competition of whose room was cooler. So NSYNC, yes, definitely my top favorite. I mean, I do like Backstreet Boys. They're fantastic, but, musically, NSYNC, just the harmonies, they're just, oh, excellent musicians. My favorite member, Lance Bass, by far. He has a beautiful, amazing voice.
Yes, yes. Wow. So, you know, so here's the thing. Now, I am 100% in agreement with you. And obviously, on our side, you know, we're a little partial because we've done a couple of shows with, you know, members of NSYNC. So, of course, we're like, yeah, NSYNC. But, you know, you do realize we probably lost about half the audience now.
Well, but then, you know, that those hardcore, I mean, that's the thing about boy bands. It's like sports for music, right? Like, you, half of them like this team and half of them like this team. So, like, I'm definitely team NSYNC.
I love it. Same. Honestly, I started out as a Backstreet Boys fan. It was the first boy band that I ever heard. And then I was through my many years of being a single gentleman and trying to meet girls, I was led on to NSYNC, and I fought it at first, but no, then I said, no, hold up, this is it right here, super boy band right here, and I just became an instant fan, and obviously, as you know, it carried on until later on,
right.
So we definitely got to get you out though. Once everything, you know, clears up and we're back to bigger and better days, we'll have to make sure you come to one of our shows. And we'll put you right in the front there and you can rock out to all the NSYNC stuff.
Oh my gosh, totally. Just doing the dances and everything. Yeah, I'm that lunatic. Abs, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Good, good, good. All right, well, so is there anything else that you want to tell anybody out there who's listening, anybody who's making summer plans, or just your average boy band fan? Anything else you can share with us?
I would just say that, you know, keep positive, look for the little things, and just know that the travel industry in general and the entertainment industry in general wants everyone to return and wants to be able to create those memories with their fans, regardless if it's a theme park, regardless if it's a boy band, regardless if it's, you know, a sports team. People like us feed off of what the audience reaction is, and we all, I'm sure, miss it and just love those people that are loyal to us and are just excited to be able to see everything return back to normal.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We sure do. I agree with you 100%. And well, everybody, we've been listening to Renee Forrest from Darien Lake Entertainment Manager. And like she said, let's keep it positive. You know, we're all looking forward to coming back. Renee, thank you so much for joining us on the Boy Band and Chill podcast. And I hope we can meet up sooner rather than later.
Most definitely. We'll have to just have a little road trip to NYC.
There we go.
Have a good day. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
Bye.